A bill before the Wisconsin Assembly creates a guilty but mentally ill plea. Backers say it closes a legal loophole in Wisconsin's justice system. Republican Assembly Member Scott Souter of Abbotsford says the current insanity plea forces a jury or judge to accept either guilty or innocent by reason of insanity with no in-between verdict. Souter says people who've committed heinous crimes can be sent to mental institutions and get back on the street without serving prison time once they're judged sane. He says if the new plea prevents one person from getting off, it's worthwhile.
Rather than simply giving a jury and limiting a jury to two specific pleas, we want to give them an additional plea where these people could get treatment and yet still serve their time as punishment.
But a La Crosse attorney contends the insanity plea is in reality seldom used. Peter Arneson says it's difficult to qualify because both the defense and state have the accused examined. He says that takes care of any inappropriate claim of mental illness. Arneson says this bill is an overreaction to a few heinous crimes. He says it's much like California's broad three strikes and you're outlaw, which confines persons with three convictions to life in prison.
It has created a life of its own that has got such unintended consequences where people who are committing minor thefts in California but happen to be their third offense are spending the rest of their life in prison for stealing a candy bar. Now, stealing a candy bar is not good, but should you spend the rest of your life in prison?
And Arneson says those found innocent by reason of insanity don't get off. He says they usually spend as much time confined for treatment as they would if convicted. Souter's bill next goes to the assembly floor. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.